We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
More The Drive on KFH.
The unmistakable sound of Bruce Hornsby on the piano. Don Henley's The End of the Innocence. This music provided today by Shannon Lutz, the better half of Jeff.
I can sing this one if you want me to.
You can't sing it anywhere close to the way I can sing it, so don't even try.
I sang a little yesterday at the 8-1-1 run, but we'll get to that later.
No wonder people were running away.
Hey.
Kevin Jenks joins us. How are you, Kevin?
A little sleepy, but other than that, I'm pretty happy. How about you guys?
You've had a wild two-week stretch. The NBC World Series concluded Saturday night at X Stadium. The Seattle Studs get their third title, beating the Cheney Diamond Dogs in a really good game. So you had to be happy that you had a real quality tilt in your championship game.
Yeah, it was. It was an exciting game. You know, in the end, 5-4, and then a double play, the typical 4-6-3 roll to end the game. But both teams missed on a lot of opportunities. Both teams left 15 guys on base.
Unbelievable.
And both teams left bases loaded twice during the game. So just opportunities were there. But, you know, it was a really extremely humid night, unlike any we've had this summer that I know of and can remember. And so it was tough for pitchers to keep their hands dry, just because if you stood out there, you started sweating all over. So, but no, it was a great game and capped off a really nice World Series for us. As everyone knows, it's the first time we played at Wichita State the entire series. And, you know, we're very pleased with the outcome.
Yeah. We were talking last week about how in the semifinals, you had two Kansas teams and they faced respectively two big city teams in Seattle and San Diego, and it ended up with Cheney and Seattle. So how cool was that, kind of just to see that dichotomy of small-town Kansas against a metropolitan area?
Well, I think, you know, the NBC and our local teams from Kansas, is we've always been strong, you know, and from since day one. There's just a lot of pride with our local leagues of putting together quality baseball teams. And we've got some really great programs and some programs that are starting that are kind of new for like the Great Bend Batcats is one example. It's only their third season, and it's the second time they've been in the NBC World Series. Now they got in as an at-large bid because we had some bids fall out. But when they got here, they took advantage of the opportunity and did really well. And so, yeah, I mean, baseball in our community locally here is extremely strong, and certainly on the West Coast we do really well. But I think we still need to make more dents east of here, and you know, there's still work to be done as far as us reaching our objectives of what we'd like to do with the NBC each year.
Kevin Jenks, our guest, tournament director for the National Baseball Congress World Series, and you've talked consistently about the need to look east and try to expand the tournament into other states, other regions. How realistic is it at this point, Kevin? Or do you feel like you're on the verge of making a breakthrough with that? Or ultimately, will that prove to be something that just couldn't happen, that was just too hard to pull off in this day of expensive travel and limited pitchers?
Yeah, there's some things that work against it. It's summer baseball is a different animal than it ever has been, and we're aware of it, and we have a lot of conversations with not only just our affiliated teams from around the country, but certainly from other leagues as well. I think we're going to crack it. I'd like to get part of that is I'd like to get some support from Major League Baseball. I'd like to not, and I'm not asking for money. I'm just asking them to kind of, you know, push you know, they have 12 leagues that are under their alliance that they support. And I think the NBC has earned the opportunity to be a part of that and to try to get some of those leagues or some of those teams here. And we have some ideas. You know, we have an idea we'd like to do maybe even in early July about bringing, you know, say four teams in from around the country to play in, say, a four-team classic. And that's a conversation we've already started with Wichita Baseball 2020. So I think, you know, they're behind the idea of doing some outside events outside the NBC World Series. And I think we have the connections and can make that happen as time rolls along. So, you know, we're never going to give up on getting some of those leagues like the Coastal Plains and Florida. But a lot of it just that does have to do, and we've talked about it before, the calendar and then certainly expenses. And so we still have our ambassador program. We still continue to add money to it to kick back to the teams. But it's just it's a different time. And so I think maybe we need to do more smack talking because I'll always say the best teams compete in Wichita. And until someone, you know, comes in and shuts us up, we will continue saying that.
For sure. So I'm sure you're starting to plan or have, at least in the early stages of thinking about the 2020 tournament. I apologize because I know you have worked hard over the last 2 weeks. But will that be a challenge just without necessarily knowing when and where that tournament will be?
I mean, we know we're going to be in Wichita. I mean, so I heard a rumor today that we're going to Dallas. I don't know where that came from. We're not leaving Wichita. So I guess we'll squash that bug right now. But yeah, next year I think is going to be, from a planning point of view, there's just a lot more conversation. It was hard to get through just the planning process of going to X Stadium this year. A lot of time, a lot of emails back and forth. And nothing like it was just challenging or a pain in the backside just of trying to plan everything and get things situated. And now it looks like we're going to be splitting two facilities and hold the NBC. And that's from a logistics point of view, you know, we've got a small staff. It's, you know, I know many years ago when the NBC went to 48 teams and they played in about four or five different facilities. And but they also had a much larger staff because they're able to, you know, use the Wrangler staff at the time. We have four full-time people, and then we bring in some interns and a great network of volunteers. So I think we'll get some assistance from the new team. We haven't had that conversation yet, but it'll be a challenge, but we'll make it happen, and we'll make sure that we put on a great show like we always try to do and roll with it. So, you know, I'm not real excited for next year right now because I just know there's a lot of work to be done. But we're just trying to, you know, enjoy what we did this year. Our numbers are preliminary, look good. We're pleased with everything. So we'll enjoy this for a couple of days. But, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, and we look forward to – I mean, what's great is that the NBC World Series will be played likely in two great facilities, at X Stadium and certainly a brand-new AAA ballpark. And, you know, how exciting that is for not just our organization but certainly for all of our fans and for Wichita to be able to showcase two great baseball facilities right here in our hometown.
Kevin Jenks, our guest from the National Baseball Congress and tournament director for the NBC World Series. When do you want to have these talks with Wichita Baseball and whatever their nickname is going to be? Because I would imagine that trying to get that nailed down would soothe maybe some of the anxiety that some people feel about how this is all going to be patched together. What are their open dates in August? What does all that look like? Have they blocked out dates in the month of August? Has the Pacific Coast League obliged to give enough dates that you can make this work?
I don't know exactly what the dates are. I know they finalized the schedule. I think it's coming up here. You know, Lou and Annie and Jay and a lot of their staff was out at the NBC this year. In fact, they're out there on championship nights and I spoke with them for a little bit, but I know they spoke with some of our board members. I think they're really excited about it, and we are too. And I expect those conversations to probably start here in the next couple of weeks, if not sooner. They've got to get their season finished up in New Orleans and get some people here. So it'll happen quick. But it's been really good. They're trying to understand more and more about what we're looking at doing. I think there's the idea of possibly bringing back baseball around the clock, and I think that would be great to have downtown and in the new ballpark. But once again, it's just a matter of talking through all the fine elements of what it is to put the NBC together. But I am looking very much forward to sitting down with them and seeing how we can collaborate and making the 86 year even better than any other years.
All right. Well, congratulations on another very good tournament. The Seattle Studs are the 2019 NBC World Series champions. They will be, I'm sure, defending that title next year. Kevin, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having us. We appreciate it. And you guys have a great day.
All right. Take care. One of the things that slightly concerns me about the new ballpark, and there's not much that concerns me, I think it's going to be an epic place, but natural turf, natural grass, and trying to get as much done on that field as right now we're hearing all kinds of stuff, football, the NBC World Series, four games a day, a 70-game Triple A season, 200 events a year. That's I guess if I had one question about how all this is going to fit together, that would be it.
Don't they resod over the course of the season? I don't know.
Not
I
that I'm aware of.
Completely speaking out of turn. But
I've never heard of that. But I've heard of resodding when you hold a big concert somewhere. They've done that at Bush Stadium and.
Yeah, I don't want to speak out of turn, but it seems like that could be.
Well, when would you have time to resod?
I don't know.
How long does it take? It takes a while to kick in, man.
I don't know.
You've never even dug a hole, and now you're telling us how they need to resod.
Well, they should.
I don't get it. I mean, pick up a shovel, and then.
I don't want to pick up a shovel.
And then get on the resodding argument.
Much better things to do than pick up a shovel.
Well, how dare you? A guy that rarely goes outdoors, now you're telling. We need to resod the stadium.
I didn't say that.
Let's take a break, Max. Every discussion.
I thought we were going to talk about Antonio Brown.
Every discussion.
Can we still?
When we come back.
Thank you.
We're certainly not going to talk about resodding, which is something you have no knowledge
and
of.
And I said that.
Back in a minute. The Drive on KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.